G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The G20 Brazil Communications Team signed another partnership to produce radio bulletins in the Guarani indigenous language. The first partnership was formalized in May this year with indigenous students from the Federal University of Grande Dourados in Mato Grosso do Sul. The new partnership was celebrated with the Jagua Echa Indigenous Collective, made up of members of the Guarani and Caigang ethnic groups from the municipality of Santa Amélia in the northern part of the Brazilian state of Paraná. The goal is to translate the journalistic content produced by the G20 Communications Team into Guarani and distribute it free of charge to radio stations. Mikael Eliabi, an indigenous communicator from the Guarani Nyandewa ethnic group, explains that the collective was founded to increase visibility for Brazil's indigenous languages. He explained that the region has 5 ethnic groups and that the invitation to create and record content for the G20 is an important opportunity to showcase the culture and preserve the language of the original peoples.
A participação das ações no G20 é fundamental para...
He says participation in G20 actions is critical to making the agenda of the southern region's indigenous populations and showing the world that indigenous peoples exist outside of the Amazon. The collective's mission is to promote and advocate for indigenous people's rights on multiple fronts, utilizing indigenous communication as an ancestral fighting tool to emancipate LGBTQIA+ indigenous persons, women, children, and youth. Paulo Porto, manager of the Indigenous Sustainability Program at Itaipu Binacional and responsible for the Opaná Chão Indígena Project, which includes the Jagua Echa Collective, explains that the Itaipu Project involves 22 indigenous communities in the state. Among their actions is the creation of podcasts about issues such as food and water security and the fight against prejudice and racism. According to Porto, the G20 partnership has increased their work's visibility. He says, for us at Itaipu, this collaboration with the G20 is a great honor. The role of the Enilverri administration is to restore the company's civilizing mission. To accomplish this, we must combat all forms of prejudice. And how do you overcome prejudice? By increasing visibility for the most vulnerable communities. The bulletin in the Guarani language with the G20 is significant because it reflects this perspective of a country that is socially more just and environmentally correct, which combats misinformation and all kinds of prejudice. The bulletins produced by the G20 in Portuguese, English, Spanish, and Guarani are available on the radiogov.ebc.com.br and g20.org websites. From the G20 Newsroom in Brasília, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin. For more information, visit g20.org.